Good day. It's Moni Uncut. MIOUXNIE. Yep. Everywhere. Just, you know, follow me everywhere. You never know what I'll post on TikTok versus Instagram versus Facebook. It's all different depending on who follows me. Anyways, so this is a podcast, brief podcast. I got things to do, things going on. But I need to put this out there because I was just thinking to myself, and I was having a conversation with some ladies last night. Yeah, I went out. Oh shit. Moni went out. She went out and she talked to the ladies and it was fun. So we had a conversation, and what it all boils down to is a conversation leads me to why do we deprive ourselves of happiness? Because now in this case, because we're scared of losing it. And I just thought about that just now when I was like, okay, I got to do this podcast. I got to, you know, talk about this because this is something that I experience, and I know my mom's experienced, because, she was talking about losing a dog. Like I remember a long time ago, she was like, I'll never get a dog again, like her personally, because it was so horrible losing the dog. And so there's lots of things that I have been afraid of gaining because the thought of losing it. How impactful is that? Like, people don't get shit because they're thinking about losing it. They don't allow themselves to love a person that they really love, or they don't allow themselves to open up to certain things and do certain things. And I remember when I lost all of my artwork, I didn't want to draw anymore. I didn't want to paint anymore. But I was like, that's my passion. So for like a few years, I did not indulge in artwork. It was so horrifying for me, the thought of losing it all again. Like, I lost years, 17 years of work, of artwork, of things that I had acquired since I was born. I mean, like, I was so impactful. It hurt so fucking bad. I cried for 3 weeks. Like, I cried longer than that. But literally, I cried every day for about 3 weeks. That hurt so bad. It really, really hurt, the whole way that it went about and everything. And then I recently lost my dog. I talked about that in one of my podcasts too, but the whole thought of losing something that was so close to me, and even him getting older and me not being able to take care of him correctly because he had back issues, he had breathing issues, heart problems, like that. Like, it was so hurtful. It was hurtful watching him be in pain and struggle. Like, I was like, I can't take it. So we go through things in life and we let go of things too early, or don't even allow things to be a part of our lives because we're afraid of losing it. Now, I'm not saying this applies to every situation, but I know in particular it applies to me and the things that I've experienced, because like, I've literally been afraid to lose it. Yeah, I want to, you know, get this because I love this feeling. I love blah, 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 blah. But I'm afraid to lose it, so let me let it go. Shit. How much do we lose out on because we're afraid of it? The thought of losing it is so much more powerful than the thought of living with it and having those memories and experiences. Why are we fucked up? I just wanted to get on here and tell that because, like, there was just like an epiphany or something. And I want people to know that, it's okay. You know, life is feeling, is having emotions, is going through ups and downs, is feeling good times and bad times, and having those memories. At the end of, towards the end of life, What do you have? It's experiences and memories. But if you don't choose to take the time to experience, then you live with regret. So, be okay with experiencing new things, because it's an experience. You might have struggles with it, like we have struggles with everything. But if you don't give yourself the opportunity to experience it, then you're just sitting around wasting your time, wasting your life away. Time is valuable. Experiences are actually really valuable. Be okay with experiencing things. Don't think about negative shit. Stop the negative shit talk to yourself. And I've done that because I've like worked through thinking this bad thing could happen and this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. That's self-sabotage. Shut the fuck up. Tell your mind, no, I understand that bad things can happen, that do happen, but I'm going to focus on the positive and I want to see and experience good things. So I'm going to do these good things and let these good things happen to me and not be focused on like the negative shit that can happen. Okay, that's it for now. I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all get something out of this. It's the weekend, so, and I need to post this right away because I think people need to understand what they need to experience. So, you know, in a, you know, not, you know, I'm not saying experience crack, okay? That's not what I'm saying. Excuse me, but I'm being afraid to like experience life. So, anyway, I hope y'all have a great day. Follow me on all social media platforms. I'm there. MIOUXNIE. I got some great things happening. Finally, I can say, like, you know, I'm happy, and I've been happy, but I'm actually more happy with myself because I'm going to make this shit happen. Like, I'm allowing these great things to come into my life, and I'm flowing with it. So flow with it, okay? Don't let anything be a barrier to your happiness and your goodness, okay? Yeah, it looks different for everybody, but... All right, before I get onto another subject and go deeper, and I'm not trying to go deep right now. I got stuff to do. Talk to y'all later. Have a great day. It's Moni.